Welcome to A Miracle Every Day. My name is Eric Sellerier, and today Holly is reading the miracle of the day. Enjoy, my friend.
Today, I'm going to talk with you about a subject few enjoy bringing up, fasting. For years, I had wrongly believed that it was surely good for others, but not for me. I even had a medical excuse not to fast. There are many heroes of the faith who fasted in different ways. Esther's fast, Daniel's, Elijah's, etc. But for me, Jesus is the perfect example when it comes to fasting. We read in the Bible in Luke 4, 1-2, "Then Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan River. He was led by the Spirit in the wilderness, where he was tempted by the devil for 40 days. Jesus ate nothing all that time and became very hungry. After he was water baptized by John the Baptist, Jesus was full of the Holy Spirit. Yet, it's only after he fasted in the desert for 40 days that he was filled with the Holy Spirit's power," verse 14, "which is even greater and more exciting. Jesus had a habit of praying, of going to a special place to seek his Father. He loved, for example, the Mount of Olives. My friend, what is your special place? Your refuge where you take time with your Father? The Greek word for habit is ethos, which can be translated rite, ritual, or custom. Jesus had put habits into place in his spiritual life. In the morning, while the disciples were quite often still sleeping, he prayed alone. He received the strength to live a full day in which he would heal many sick people, teach, stand firm against the Pharisees, etc. Our spirits, souls, and bodies are intimately connected, and learning to discipline our bodies through fasting will have an effect on the discipline of our souls. By the way, doesn't the word discipline come from the word disciple? If we are disciples of Christ, then let's follow his example. When we fast to seek the Lord, his strength is made perfect in our weakness. When we fast, we feel weaker, but we're allowing God's grace to be revealed. Our souls are strengthened, and the Lord helps us to enter into a higher dimension of revelation and glory. What if you started with a meal or even one day? Like Tiffany wrote to me, "I fasted for the first time thanks to A Miracle Every Day, and for the first time I felt God speaking to me."
Thank you for listening to A Miracle Every Day. If you like it, feel free to invite your friends to subscribe to it at miracle.jesus.net. Thanks for existing.